It's Thursday, September 17th, and no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown, and by now you've no doubt heard about the arrest and suspension of a 14-year-old Irving boy who took an electronics project to school. It's been reported that school administrators thought the homemade clock he'd brought in was a bomb. The student at the center of all this joins us, Ahmed Mohammed. The facts seem to indicate, Ahmed, that police knew you didn't have a bomb, but they questioned your intent for bringing it in. Was it part of a school project?
It's a hobby I have. I really like inventing and building and just making stuff, basically.
Do you feel you would have been treated this way if you were not a Muslim? Did they know you're Muslim?
They knew I was Muslim, and if it wasn't because of religion, it was because of race and name.
So you see this as a clear-cut incident of what? Hate?
Discrimination is more of a word. And ignorance.
Well, you've now been invited to the White House. You've received job offers. I understand you're going to be on the Colbert Show tonight. You're certainly a celebrity. Some folks are calling you a hero. How do you feel?
I feel really amazed because I didn't know I'd get this far. And so I didn't know I was going to get this much support because I didn't think people would care about a Muslim boy.
As a result of this incident, have any of your plans changed about what you might want to do when you get older?
I'm still going to my dream college. I'm still going to my dream school. Nothing has changed much other than me transferring school.
What is your dream college? What is your dream school?
Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
MIT.
Yes.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. We sure do appreciate it.
Thank you. And thank you all for standing up for not just me, for other students who've been through the same as I've been through.
The arrest and suspension of Ahmed Mohammed has not cast Irving, Texas, in a positive light. Websites like Slate have been quick to note that Irving is the same town where members of city council voted to back a proposed measure to ban Sharia law. But as the frenzy on social media focuses on what's been termed Islamophobia, some say there's something else at work, specifically what are called zero-tolerance policies. Michael Gilbert is a UT San Antonio associate professor who researches discipline in schools. Professor, what's meant by zero-tolerance here?
Well, zero tolerance is an approach that says that if anybody does, you know, something, that automatically they will be dealt with in a punitive way. And generally that means suspensions or expulsions. The assumption is always is that there's harm. Or potential harm there. And in many cases, the problem with zero tolerance is that it's fairly simplistic.